You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we kick off with a sense of how markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by VIP account manager at Prime XBT, Kiarabile Nonyana, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Lovely having you on the show, as always. Sense of your thoughts around today's markets. It seemed as though we are finding some form of stable footing. I suppose as long as you're not in the crypto space, they've been on the receiving end of some negative price movements lately. But what do you make of today's markets?
Yeah, it's a bit confusing, Jimmy, at the moment, and I'll tell you why. Because on some of the days of trading, the same reason the market is down on the next day is the reason that the market is up on that day. Mm-hmm. I think on our market in general, we saw quite a positive market, and that's just on the back of the fact that resources got sold off about 4.65% yesterday on the Resi 10. So you look at the likes of Sibanye who came out result, Anglo Gold, Harmony. So you can see it's still the gold play and people coming back and finding some value after the recent sell-off. But right now, if we're looking at global markets, it's red across the board. I mean, the tech one, the Nasdaq right now is down 1.5%. The S&P 500 down 0.76%. Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.81%. And all showing that there's a massive sell-off in the U.S. just on the back of the AI trade, and looking at the fact that Palantir came out with results a couple of days ago. And that's scared off the market.
Something you're saying, Kia, that is sticking with me is the fact that one day markets are up for the exact same factors that they're down. And it makes me wonder whether or not, from a volatility perspective, we're fully pricing in everything that markets are trying to, or maybe markets are trying to price in too much sentiment at this point, considering how hard we've run this year.
You know, I was looking at a stat the other day. So since 1928, there's only been six times where the S&P 500 had 6 months of a higher close going into the end of the year. And this year is the sixth time. When I look at the AAI survey of investors and institutional fund managers in the US, it's sitting at 46, meaning it's at bear market territory. So you're sitting with sentiment being bearish while the market is very bullish. And those are the confusing signals which are happening. And the only conclusion that I can come up with, Jimmy, at the only point in time is I had to look at the performance of U.S. fund managers for the past quarter, and they're behind their benchmarks. So all I can say is one of the reasons that the AI trade still persists right now is people are chasing performance, and they're willing to pay 200 times earnings for it.
Yeah, what does that then do for valuations? I mean, if people are willing to pay premiums across the board for what they perceive to be strong performance, in some cases it's not even performance related. It might just be wanting to pay a premium to not miss out on a market or a trend movement. What does that do for valuations?
It keeps them at frothy levels, even to a level where you'd think you're in a bubble. I mean, I was recently listening to a market analyst on one of the American business shows, and he was saying that he thinks that some stock, the stock was Microsoft, sitting on a forward price earnings of 29 is not bad. I mean, in comparison to where others sit, and if you had to get a median forward price earnings, it'd probably be around that number. But for me, that is quite concerning. Even though we're seeing median PE since the global financial crisis in the US start to tick up, I think right now valuations have not found a foundation and firm footing, and hence why even during bull markets such as these, you see sell-offs like which are happening right now.
So, Kia, what do you then do from a market's perspective? How do you navigate what is essentially some of the choppiest waters we have seen? We're going into quite a wind down period historically, but if anything, this year is anything to go by, it could very well be the exact opposite of that.
I think so too, and we're just looking at the S&P 500. Genuinely, in the last quarter, if they're coming in with a positive third quarter, in the last quarter, 75% of the time, it ends up closing at record highs. So if you're going to take a bet, you'd probably say that the market is going to close at all-time highs, whether locally or sitting across the pond. But the problem that you sit with right now is that it always becomes the next new news that affects the market. Going back a week ago with the Fed statements seeming a bit more hawkish, you saw a sell-off. You come back, you see softer earnings, you see a sell-off. Yet the next day, if there's a good earnings beat, you'll see buying. And those are the contradictory signals that continuously keep me up at night. And looking at the one safe haven asset, which is truly a barometer of where markets are supposed to be, either bearish or bullish, is in bullish territory, in gold. So these are all these different signals which are really contradictory all at the same time, but yet we're still in a bull market.
Yeah, let's take a look at perhaps one of the markets that might be a little less difficult to explain at this point. The oil price coming below $63 a barrel. We saw it spike up when there were tensions with Russian oil sanctions from the US. We have seen those tensions simmer down. The oil prices moderated. That seemingly being one of the very few markets that's actually moving in turn with its own geopolitics.
Yeah, and that for me as well, I think a lot of dollar-denominated assets have been seeing quite a risk of turn, including gold. And that's just been the fact that the dollar has just been perennially very weak, and the past few weeks has been very strong. But I also think there's quite a supply glut in the oil market, and the fundamentals of the oil market is sharply negative. And I think right now it's weighing on the crude oil price. And I think when you're looking at the US crude stockpiles, they rose in the past week. OPEC as well produces also increased output by 137,000 barrels per day in December. So everything about oil right now is a strong dollar and increased oil output. That's just not boding well for the oil price.
What about the crypto side of things? Is that moving better than it should be? I mean, we are seeing softer crypto prices. I think for the first time in a long time, we're below 1.8 million rand on the price of a Bitcoin in rand terms. Partly that has to do with the rand-dollar exchange. But the Bitcoin price itself could very well dip below $100,000 a coin for the first time going into this weekend.
Yeah, and I think it's exactly the same reason why oil is down. It's a strong dollar. I think people are seeing more favor with the dollar because of the fact that the turn coming out of the US-China trade tensions is easing a bit, and there seems to be some semblance of sense in terms of trade. And we still do anticipate that even though there was a hawkish Fed statement, that they'll still be able to cut rates. So I think that it's no longer crypto only in the space. There's intertwined risk between digital assets and TradFi assets, and that's what you're seeing right now with the sell-off in most major coins. And that's just purely at the level of the fact that the dollar has been really, really strong.
Yeah, before I let you go, do you think that dollar strength is going to impact the rand? I mean, it is holding its own at the moment, but that can change quite quickly.
The rand is always a litmus test of where risk is right now. I think it does hold its own, but we have seen the rand take on the risk-off tone more volatile than any other emerging market currency. I like where the rand is. I still believe that the rand is very undervalued, but its price is truly determined by global factors that have nothing to do with anything that we can do locally. Right now, where it's sitting right now, I think it's where it's probably going to find some true value. Because when I look at the weighted moving averages, they are about to converge right now, meaning at this point in time, you might see a breakout to the bottom, and you may see it touching around about 1720 in the near term.
Well, we'll have to wait and see when that does happen and how the market responds to that. For now, we'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Gerabile Nonyana of PrimeXBT for joining us to take a look at market movements and some of the factors markets might be weighing up.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.